together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Perry Broadcasting of Augusta and the Augusta Recreation and Parks Department will be hosting its annual Jams Cuts Back to School Bash on Monday, July 30th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at May Park Recreation Center, 622 4th Street, Augusta. There will be many professional barbers on site to provide the boys with free haircuts. Students K through 12 will receive back to school supplies such as paper, pencils, book bags, and more. There will be live music, a mobile dental bus accepting AmeriGroup members and walk-ups, and a hydration station outside providing free drinks to keep you cool. Provided by AmeriGroup Community Cares. So come join Perry Broadcasting of Augusta on Monday, July 30th for free haircuts, school supplies, entertainment, and more. Sponsored by Augusta Regional Airport, CareSource, Circle K Convenience Stores, Lanier's Meat Market, AmeriGroup Community Cares, Kenneth Shuler Cosmetology School, Augusta Recreation and Parks, and Perry Broadcasting of Augusta.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Georgia Army National Guard. Aired by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Carl Thornton Jr. I invite you to listen to my program, Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. Refreshing, enlightening, and challenging. This is the programming brought to you each day on 1550 AM WTHB. You can also connect online at speakingwith.com by clicking on the link Listen Online. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., encouraging the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony on 1550 AM.
Before you dig, call 811 or go to Georgia811.com.
As soon as those construction guys started working next door, they cut my phone line and internet. I wish they'd called 811.
My neighbor was putting in a flower bed and was hurt really bad when he hit a power line. I hope he recovers well, but all he had to do was call 811.
The kids have schoolwork to do, and my internet service is still down. If only they'd called 811 or gone to Georgia811.com.
Brought to you by Georgia811.
If it's the best in gospel music,
gospel music never sounds so good.
It's gotta be Praise 96.9.
Quick, somebody, identify the name of the group and or the name of the song you're hearing. Well, I give you a clue. The group is the same group who brought us the song Strawberry Letter 23. And Ain't We? Yeah. And Stomp. Well, the group is the Brothers Johnson. The song is Tokyo. All right, more on how we can help our babies and help ourselves. And remember, I said this before, the key is to try to focus on what is truly, truly best for our babies in the short run and or, and especially the long run, especially the long run. All right. How many of you moms Dads who feed with the bottle, moms whether you feed with the bottle or the breast, like to feed your baby and let your baby fall asleep while drinking the milk. Here's the thing. It is much better after your baby is finished drinking the milk to break, to put some kind of break in there in between the time that they finish drinking and the time that you put them down for their nap. It's natural for babies to fall asleep after a feeding, and nursing or bottle feeding newborns to sleep is a great way to feel close to your baby. Listen to this now. Nursing or bottle feeding newborns to sleep. It's a great way to feel close to your baby. That's really good for the baby, but also good for you, isn't it? Over time, it can become the only way they can fall asleep. Being close to your body or someone's body. Can't get to sleep unless they're close to someone's body. Babies should learn to fall asleep on their own. So try separating nursing from naps, even by just a few minutes. You can let the baby finish drinking the milk and then read a story. Like I said, now just a few minutes. Most of the reading that we're going to do for babies isn't going to be something that's going to be 30 minutes anyhow. Even if the child is 3 or 4 years old, we're not going to be expecting them to sit for 45 minutes while we read to them. It's just going to be a few minutes. Let the baby finish drinking and then change the baby's diaper. Something that's going to take just a few minutes so that you can put it in the child's brain that drinking the milk, being close to the body, is not necessarily the only time that I can fall asleep. All right. How about this? Is your baby older than 6 months and still taking lots of 20-minute naps throughout the day? If so, encourage your child to take longer naps. Try keeping your baby up. Stretch the time between your baby's naps, making it longer bit by bit. You may be rewarded with longer naps, ideally 1 to 2 hours each, and a sounder nighttime sleep. How about this? Should you set a routine for babies or say, oh, well, they're babies, they don't need routines? Actually, you do need to set a good nap routine and stick to it when possible. Help your little one sleep better by, number one, having the same nap times each day and by avoiding late afternoon naps. If your baby has trouble falling asleep at night, make the nap time earlier or wake your baby from his nap well before bedtime. Using the crib at night and nap time so that he thinks sleep when he's in there. When it's nighttime sleepy time, when it's nap time sleepy time, put your baby in the crib so your baby associates the crib with sleeping. Now, how about this? You hear some noises coming from the baby's room. Should you rush in every time? Not necessarily. Sneezing, hiccups, whimpers, sighs, even squeaks are common baby sleep noises. So you probably don't need to rush in. Even fussing and crying may just mean that your baby is settling down. Wait a bit before checking on him. Unless, of course, you think that something's wrong. Maybe your baby's unsafe, uncomfortable, or hungry. Definitely then, go ahead and get in there. Check in, check on her. Check on them. How about this? Should you put your baby down to sleep when your baby is actually awake? Or should you only put your baby down to sleep after your baby has already fallen asleep? Well, listen. After a few weeks, your baby doesn't have to be sound asleep when you lay her down. Sleepy is good enough. You'll be teaching your little one how to fall asleep on her own and not need to be held, rocked, or fed. This also can help her learn to fall back to sleep on her own if she wakes during the night. Again, you have to be thinking about what is truly best for your baby long term, not what's going to satisfy you most. So that you have bragging rights about how you kept your baby close to you and all this. No, what's going to be best for your child in the long run? Finally, this is our last one for now, and we'll quiz at a later date. Think about safety. If your baby falls asleep on the couch, your bed, the floor, move your baby. Those places are not safe for the baby to sleep. I know that you might be thinking, wait a minute now. On the floor, he won't fall if he's on the floor, but he could get stepped on. Always put your baby down to sleep on his back to help prevent sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. Remove blankets, pillows, stuffed animals, bumpers, and other soft things from the baby's crib or bassinet. Don't put babies down to nap with other children or pets. Ladies and gentlemen, those are truly some great tips on how to help your baby rest well. I want you to be ready because I am going to be giving you a quiz, as I mentioned, at some point down the road. In the meantime, be thinking about what I shared with you today, thinking about changes that you might need to make in helping your child, your precious child whom you love so much, develop better sleep habits that will be much, much better for your child now and later. That's one more way that you can be letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.